And here we are, April Fool's Day, 2020. Wednesday, April the 1st, 2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And hopefully we've got a very interesting and informative program for you. Now, I have to tell you, because I like to keep you abreast of what's going on here in the studio. Now, we all wear headsets, those of us who are guesting on the program and those of us who are hosting the program, so we can see if the sound sounds right and the calls are coming through okay and things of that nature. Now, yesterday I decided that I was going to use earbuds. You know, the little earbuds that people stick in their ears, because they're just less bulky than headphones, and in this time of the COVID-19, you know, having your own little headset is kind of nice. But I'll tell you what's funny with these earbuds. Normally in a headphone, you hear yourself coming through pretty perfectly. These earbuds do not work exactly like that. What it sounds like is there's like a reverberation going on in my ear at this particular point. I don't really know how it sounds. It sounds like it's coming through okay, but it's the weirdest sound in the world. So I pulled out one earbud there to listen to the radio to see if it was sounding okay. It sounds okay. So here we are. I guess this is just how it's going to sound. But you're tuned into WWGH Radio, and hopefully I'll be able to hear you when you call in. This morning we do have two special calls lined up, which I hope will happen. You know, in this time where everybody's quarantined and everybody's at home and everybody's concerned with what's going on, when you book a guest, you really don't know if they're going to show up or not. You really don't know what's around the corner. So we will say that we are going to have guests next hour, but I can't really speak to that with any great authority at this particular point. I hope we do, because they are fun guests. But we'll see. We'll give it a try, and we'll see how that goes. Now, other than that, I do want to let you know that the Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment, which is called PPE. We've heard a lot of people talk about this. Tracy Kinsler talked about this yesterday from the health department. Donations needed are disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks, hand sanitizer. If you would like to donate, call the Marion County EMA at 740-223-4142. That's 740-223-4142. Or email smcnamee@co.marion.oh.us. And they thank you for your generosity. Again, that's smcnamee@co.marion.oh.us. Now, yesterday, we had the mayor on, and we had Tracy Kinsler from the health department on, and it was kind of a heavy conversation, to be honest with you, talking about coronavirus and COVID-19 and what possibly is in the future. Does anybody have any comments on anything that went on yesterday on this program, or how are you dealing with this whole thing? Yesterday, the president spoke and the governor spoke, and what we seem to be learning is we are not at the worst of this. We are not at the top of the curve yet. That will come maybe sometime in April, maybe sometime in May. We don't really know. And from what I understand, what the president said yesterday is across the United States, there could be about 240,000 deaths related to this illness before it's all said and done. That's 250,000 people. That is an unbelievable number when you think about it. And I don't know statewide what it's going to be by the time we get there. The numbers are interesting because you see the numbers every day and the death toll goes up and the people infected go up. But do we really take all that seriously? I don't know. You know, we watch it every day, and I think sometimes we become a little bit desensitized from the news. We think, well, that's happening someplace else. That's not necessarily happening here. Well, it is happening here. This is one of those things that's happening right on U.S. soil, and that's the way it goes. So we are going to deal with it that way. But again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a ring and we'll put you on the air. I do want to remind you today that the Charlie Evers Show will be on 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Now, Charlie will be out again this week, still getting better from a little injury that he had, but he thinks he'll be back next week. So we will wait for Charlie to return, but he will not be here this week. But Glenn Coble and I will host his show this morning. Glenn will be on today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Then we will have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 3:10 to 4 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight. Now, I believe all these things are very important because we are trying to provide live programs during this pandemic. And it's even strange still to say that in a way, that we are in the middle of a pandemic. That's unbelievable to me, but it is what we are in. So that's how we're going to deal with it. But we certainly appreciate everybody who sticks with us every morning and afternoon and evening. I know a lot of people are not able to make it to church services right now, and if you do not have a computer, a good way to listen to a church service is tonight, 6:10 to 7 p.m., the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon right here on WWGH Radio, and of course, Pastor Whitaker's program from 3:10 until 4 p.m. So that will be the fair today on WWGH Radio. Now, as I say, next hour, we think we're going to have some guests. We don't know who will call in this hour and say hello. We would like to hear from you out there driving around. Do you notice that the streets are getting a little more bare than maybe they were before? I've been having this conversation with a couple of people that the streets do seem to be getting less busy. I think they are. Certainly less busy than normal. But are people staying in? And today is going to be an interesting question because it is the first of the month. Are people going to stay in? Because a lot of people get paid the first of the month. A lot of people get benefits on the first of the month. Social Security checks, disability checks, things of that nature. Are people going to go out today? Will the bulge be big in people who are going to the grocery store, people who are going to the restaurants for carryout? Will that number get bigger today because of the first of the month? And will that have repercussions being that we are in the middle of this pandemic? Do you think people will go out today? Or do you think the traffic will stay as it has been? I'm interested to know. Does anybody have an opinion on that? 23 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Do you think that today's going to tell a tale? And to be honest, the next 2 days also will tell an interesting tale because it's supposed to be 60 degrees, I believe, tomorrow and Friday. So I don't know. Will people stay in? Will people go out? It's anybody's game. We're going to find out today. You know, business will start moving at about 9 o'clock this morning for most people. And I don't know. All these people who have been on self-quarantine, all these people who have been self-isolating, will they go out because it's the first of the month and they have their checks? I don't know if they will or not. And will this have a repercussion on society if they do? Does anybody have a good answer to that? 740-383-9944. Are there any people who are of Social Security age out there in the audience who plan to go out in the next few days because they have their check, who maybe heretofore would not have gone out because they just didn't have the money because it was the end of the month? A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. No shame in that. That's just the way it is for a lot of people. So, and I'm also interested because now rent's going to be due for a lot of people. And this is the first time that rent has really been due in this entire mess. And I don't know what the repercussion from that's going to be. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, just comment on that. You know, I'm already out here at Huntington Bank at this hour in the morning, and there's a lot of traffic, but not the bank. I'm kind of shocked and surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I figured the line would be back clear to China.
And not so much.
You know, no. Traffic seems about normal out there on 95, so I guess people are just doing what to do.
Now, did they seem to be at restaurants or grocery stores? Did you happen to notice?
No, I haven't made it down that far.
But not many?
I'm just sitting here in the parking lot waiting for the bank to open so I can get in there and do the business. Get back home.
Now, being that it's the first of the month, but we are in this big phase of this coronavirus, do you think today a lot of people will go out because they get their check?
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine these bankers are going to be pulling their hair out at the end of the day.
I wonder what kind of repercussion this will have, because this is really the first of the month we have had since this all started.
Well, we shall see.
we shall see. Well, I certainly appreciate the update out there, and stay safe, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, and I appreciate updates like that, because I think it's important to know what's going on out there in the community. Now, apparently, at this point, not a big line at the Huntington Bank, but traffic is steady out in the community. This day is a day I've kind of been interested in hearing about, because it is the first of the month, and I don't know what that's going to mean. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Got me puzzled. I'm bouncing around this here bus, and I'm seeing all these balloons of all these businesses. What's up with that? Have you seen the balloons?
You know, I have seen the balloons, and I did hear an explanation about that yesterday, and I cannot remember the company that did it. It's a local company, a local kind of like party store balloon company, but they decided to go around. I know they were put at City Hall, and I know they were put at other places, and to be honest, I think it's just kind of to cheer people up.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing that was done with the American flags last week. You know, kind of just a supportive thing.
Lift everybody's spirits.
Yeah. How's the traffic out there? Is it more today on the 1st than it has been?
Well, I mean, it's still pretty early in the day, but for a first of the month, I mean, usually they're up and at them, you know what I mean? Like you said. And it's understandable. I mean, if you're on a fixed income and you had to go all month with no money, why, you probably need supplies. But as far as what I'm seeing, it's pretty calm.
Now, driving the bus around, has the number of passengers decreased a great deal over the past?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a spokesperson here for the bus station,
right,
but I can tell you, we usually do about 500 or 600 rides a day, I think. Now we're down into like the one something.
Isn't that something?
But that's a good thing. That just means everybody's obeying what we've been instructed to do.
Everybody's staying home. That's a good thing to hear. Well, hey, I appreciate the report. Thank you.
Stay healthy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's what we have to do. Yeah, I did hear, I know there are a lot of balloons strategically placed throughout the city and county at this point. And I wish I could remember the name of the local balloon company, because I did hear an explanation of this yesterday, I believe it was. But I believe the purpose behind it is just, you know, to be cheerful, to try to lift the spirits of people in a kind of a dark time. So we appreciate the fact that that's going on. Much like the American flags last week, I know there are two American flags down here on Center Street, right outside of this building, that did not used to be out here. which it's nice to see those every morning, because we are all in this together. You know, this slogan has been around now for a while, alone together, alone together. And it sounds funny when you hear it, but, you know, it really is where we are at this particular point. You need to stay alone, but we are all in this together. That's the deal. So hopefully, as time goes on, we will learn that, and we will benefit for the better. But phone lines are open. I appreciate those calls. And anybody else who would like to call in, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Like I say, if you are on a fixed income, Social Security, disability, whatever it might be, do you plan to go out today where maybe you would not have before because you did not have the money? And as I say, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. There's no doubt about that. So give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And are people finding, if you are elderly, is it easy to find people to go to the store for you? Because this has become a big thing as well. We do not want people who are highly susceptible to this to be at the store. So is it easy to find a relative, a friend, whoever it may be? Has it been easy to find somebody to go to the grocery store or the restaurant or carry out or whatever it may be for you to keep you out of harm's way? What are the reports as we have them out there right now in the community? 31 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. As I was saying yesterday, I noticed a lot of people have been baking. And I think this is great because I remember back around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, we talked a lot about how the new generation of women and men are not really learning to cook as well as the older generation. And there were a lot of these community Thanksgiving meals where a lot of people were not particularly happy with the meal because the older generation is kind of getting away from cooking the food. And, you know, I just see a lot of cooking going on, and I see a lot of people posting their pictures on outlets like Facebook of what they are doing, and it's very interesting to see these works of art. I've always considered a good cook kind of an artist. I think that's in the artistic realm, because it takes a lot to do that. So it's kind of interesting to watch that, and a lot of these things being posted on Facebook look very good. And that is tremendous to see at this particular time, because people are finding ways to cope with being at home when they normally would not be. And at this point, we don't know what the end will be to this being at home and when restaurants will open back up and other things of that particular nature. It's going to be a long haul question, and we will see how that all turns out in the end. I was trying to think of something as I was driving in this morning, because I think these conversations we've had about food are very interesting. Because, you know, we all relate to food. We all eat. We all like certain things. We all dislike other things. And, you know, this morning, you know, I certainly have my particular things that I like, and if you listen to this show enough, you know what they are. They, you know, the apple butter, of course, has been a long-term conversation as well. The blueberry dumplings were a long-term conversation. But there are a lot of goulash. Do you remember the conversation on goulash? I love the conversation that we have had on goulash, which apparently, to my understanding, you don't have to have zucchini in it. Now, I always thought you had to have zucchini in goulash, or at least the goulash that I was prepared had zucchini in it. But apparently that is not the case. So at this point, I still have not had any goulash. If I had it, I guess I would not have to put zucchini in it, even though it would be my tendency to do that, because that's how it was prepared for me, and that's how I kind of started to like goulash. But times go on, I guess, as they say. I really cannot think of anything else. You know what I've been thinking a lot about lately? I've been thinking a lot about the servers who are laid off and not able to work in restaurants because of this shutdown of dining in places. And I've been thinking about how much they make in tips, because this is how much money they're losing. And it always brings me up to that age-old question, how much do you tip? And there are a lot of intricacies to this. Now, do you tip? Almost everybody tips the waitress or the waiter. Server is what they're called now. Almost everybody tips the server. But there are other places where maybe you're supposed to tip. Do you tip the pizza man? A lot of people do, the delivery drivers. Do you tip the person who cuts your hair? I know a lot of people do that. Are there other people that you tip? Or are these the only people that you tip? I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. I'm always interested by that because it's my understanding the only person in that bunch that does not make at least minimum wage is the server. I think the pizza delivery person and I think the person who cuts your hair both make minimum wage. But yet we tip them. And I'm not sure why that is. Because we don't tip the fast food people, or at least I've never seen anybody do it. We don't tip people in stores. We don't tip the grocery store people. Now, I have seen people tip people who take groceries out to their car. So what's your feeling on the whole tipping situation? Does anybody have any feeling on this? I know you do. Everybody's been put in this situation at one point or another. How do you tip, and what do you tip for? Because I'm always... It's funny because when the pizza people call, they ask if you want to leave a tip. And if you go and get a haircut, 9 times out of 10, if you pay with a debit card or a credit card, there's even a little space on there for a tip. And restaurants have also even gone to that. But other places, they don't expect tips. So how does this really, who do you tip and who do you not tip? Because anytime there's a tip space on the bill, I always feel bad if I don't tip the person. But to be honest with you, I don't know how much people make who cut hair. I don't know how much people make who deliver pizza. I think it's minimum wage at least. I think it's more than a server makes. You know, I always felt the reason to tip a server was because they don't make minimum wage. I thought that was the whole theory behind it. But I don't know. Do these other people need tips? And why do certain people get tips and certain people don't? I mean, aren't all people providing a service in some particular way? And then the big question is, what is the proper amount to tip somebody? Now, I know a lot of people, as of late, what I have seen is, I guess it's because of the bills that we have, that a lot of people just go to the $5. They just say, okay, here's a $5, keep the change. I've seen a lot of that. Is that the proper amount to tip somebody, $5? Should you go higher than that? Is it based on a percentage? For years, we always heard it was based on a percentage. Was it 20 or 25%? I know it was in the 20s that you were supposed to tip. 20 or 25% of your bill. But does that hold true at the pizza place and also the haircut place? Is that still what we're supposed to do there? Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. I've never cut hair. I've never delivered pizzas. And I worked in a restaurant for a long time, but I was not a server. I was a host and cashier. So nobody was tipping me. So what is the tipping protocol, tipping etiquette, as it were? How much do you tip? Does anybody have an opinion? I know somebody's got an opinion on this out there. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You certainly don't have to give your name, but it'd be interesting to know what your tipping procedures are and what the tipping etiquette is when it comes to societal norms. I cannot remember, is it 20 or 25% that you're supposed to tip in a restaurant? And does that 20 or 25% hold up at the haircut place and with the pizza delivery man? I don't know if it does. I don't know. And is there anybody else you're supposed to tip? Or are those the ones that are most important? If anybody has an answer, give me a call. I'd like to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we did go into some trivia yesterday that we had laid back for quite a while. Let me see if I can pull that out here again today. It's nice to get through some of this trivia that we've had laid back here for quite a while. Okay, here's the trivia questions that we do. Okay, I'm getting an answer here on the internet. I tip servers 20%. I tip the nail person and my hair person. Well, do you tip the nail person and the hair person the same 20%? Do they also get tipped 20%? See, I don't know how much a nail person costs, how much it costs to get your nails done. What is it, about $40, $20, $30? How much does it cost to get your nails done? Okay, my nail person is like 20%, maybe a little more. So you tip the nail person more than you tip the server. But what if the service is bad? Do you deduct the price? Okay, nails are $32. Okay, I was in the right neighborhood. To get your nails done, it costs about $32. So this person gives $40. For a $32 manicure, I guess is what that's called. But, see, I don't know. Do you tip the pizza person 20%? Do you tip the person who cuts your hair 20%? And if they do a bad job, do you leave them without a tip? Is it okay not to tip? Now, see, this is a big question in a restaurant, because there are so many things that could go wrong with your food. If you get bad food, it's usually not the server's fault. Because, you know, that's coming from the kitchen. The server does not prepare your food. So, is it okay to dock the server for bad food? Now, maybe not filling your drinks or coming back to your table enough. Now, maybe that would be a call to be angry with the server. But I don't know if the food is bad, because the food is bad has more to do with the cook than it does the server. So do you tip in different amounts depending on how the service is? Does anybody have an opinion on this? I thought somebody would. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I thought a lot of servers might be home during this precarious time. Or maybe there's some people out there in the listening audience who have been servers who might be able to speak to this. It's an interesting question. 740-383-9944. I'm hearing that you can't take bad food out on the server, and I would agree that that's probably the case. I don't think you should take bad food out on the server, because that's not their thing. Now, Yeah, if the service is bad, it's on the server. But it's tough because you know they're not making a whole lot of money, so do you dock them? That's really a fascinating thing. It's really a fascinating culture that we still operate that way when it comes to servers. I'm surprised over the years that that has not changed, that servers' pay has not been upped to compensate for what happens in a restaurant. I guess this is why restaurant business can be somewhat lucrative, because you don't pay the server very much, and a lot of it goes through tips. So your overhead, I guess, is probably a lot lower when it comes to staff, because you don't have to pay them as much as you would pay a normal person, what we consider the minimum wage. I wonder how that all happened. I wonder how it was decided that servers would not make minimum wage. I'm sure no server decided that. Does anybody know the origins of that? 740-383-9944. If anybody wants to weigh in on the tip and the server thing, I'd love to hear it. 740-383-9944. Now, the trivia that we started yesterday, and we had some luck with some of these questions. Let's see what we have here today. Okay. The theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami. All I need is the title. Does anybody know the title to the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami? Now, I will tell you, if you don't know it, you can go to YouTube and search Good Morning Miami theme song, and you can listen to it. It's about 30 seconds long, and it will give you the title. So does anybody know the title to the television series theme song for Good Morning Miami? Who was the most famous character in the 30-plus year history of the David Letterman show? Are there any David Letterman fans out there? Does anybody know the most famous character voted upon in the 30-plus year history of the David Letterman show? Phyllis Diller made her last television appearance for an interview when she was 94 years old. Who did she do that national television interview with? I was in the audience for this. Who did Phyllis Diller do her last national television interview with when she was 94 years old? Does anybody know that? So the questions are, who did Phyllis Diller do her last national television interview with? Who was the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show? And what is the title of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Do you know? Let's see. What else do we have? Here's something interesting. I don't think we've done this question yet. Does anybody know The View, television series The View, created by Barbara Walters, has had three moderators in the 20-plus years it's been on? Does anybody know who the three moderators are? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Phyllis Diller.
Yes.
Her last interview with I believe was Johnny Carson.
You know, that's a very good guess. It was not Johnny Carson.
It was not Johnny Carson.
Was not, but she was on Johnny Carson quite a bit. She was a funny woman. Not Johnny Carson, but a good guess nonetheless. All right. So the question is, who did Phyllis Diller do her last national television interview with? Very famous person. She was 94 years old when she did it. Who did she do her last national television interview with? Who is the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show. Oh, was talking about The View here. This is a new question. In the 22 years, 23 years The View has been on television, they have only had three moderators in the 20-something years they've been on. Can anybody name the three moderators of The View who have kind of steered the conversation? Does anybody know who they've been? How about that? Let's see here. What else do we have? Okay, here's another question about The View. Which co-host left The View to go work for National Geographic? Does anybody know that? 50 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The question's on the table. Which co-host of The View left to go be the host for National Geographic? Does anybody know the three moderators that there have been in the 20-plus year history of The View? There have only been three. Do people know who they are? Who did Phyllis Diller, when she was 94 years old, do her last national television interview with? She was 94. It was a famous person. Who was it? Who was the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show, voted as the most famous character? And can anybody tell me the name of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to those trivia questions? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. So it's those are the questions. Little different than presidential trivia, a little different than Family Feud trivia. Just kind of knowledgeable stuff here. Pop culture, I guess, is what this would fall under the bandwagon of. Does anybody know? Can you imagine going from The View to National Geographic? That's a very sharp turn in your career. But does anybody know the host who did it? Left The View to go work for National Geographic. What a spin. Also talking about tipping this morning. Does anybody have an opinion on tipping? That's an interesting question. Because I still don't know if we should be tipping. Maybe we should. I don't want to say don't tip, but should we tip the pizza delivery person? Should we tip the person who cuts the hair for women? And I guess and men now. Do we tip the person who does the manicure, pedicure? Apparently we do. Is it 20% or 25%? I've heard both. I don't know which is the proper amount to tip. Do we lessen the amount depending on how the service is? And what is the service? How do we define service in the service industry? If you get a bad haircut, do you not tip the hair person as much? Is that their fault or your fault? If the pizza is cold, is that the person who delivered the pizza's fault? See, and here's the thing about cold pizza. You don't know that it's cold till after you've already paid them. So too late on the tip on that one. The tipping world is strange to me because it doesn't seem to be based in money, which I think is the interesting thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars. Adam calling once again.
Yes.
With enough coffee, I'm actually wide awake. Speaking of interviewing of important people, obviously I'm not an important person, just an interesting person. Is Mary Tyler Moore's least favorite guest star still going to be with you next hour, along with the man with the golden voice? Are they still scheduled?
As far as I know, you know, it's an interesting time in the midst of this pandemic that people are kind of cooped up at home, and, you know, will they answer the phone? We hope. As far as I know, I talked to them both yesterday. They're planning to be on, so we will hope that that happens. But, you know, they're both...
I know you asked, you asked her a question on my behalf before, which I really treasured because her answer was great. But let her know that I like to watch a lot of the retro game shows, and she's been on What's My Line. She was just so gorgeous. I mean, she's still beautiful, but, I mean, she was just gorgeous when she was in her 20s and 30s and on those retro game shows. Excellent guest. I mean, the same laugh, the same person, and she's just held up so well, and so all the changes in our society. So let her know that I enjoy watching her on the retro game shows. She was quite a guest. As grouchy as she was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and on Too Close for Comfort, we can forgive her because we know she likes to play people that are not typical of her personality.
Well, so, we hope that she's able to make it on. Like I say, it's an interesting world right now. We'll certainly try to get them on the line.
The tipping, I guess you don't really tip your radio host, but I remember there was a video where Hillary Clinton went into a Chipotle, I think, and she didn't tip because it was like counter service or quick service. They always have a tip jar at those places, but I don't think you need to tip because they're making the food for you. They're not bringing it to you. They're not delivering it, and that got a lot of press. But to me, it's what are you tipping for? That's kind of built into the prices, and they're not paid on the tipped employee wage. Whereas some people, like hairdressers, I mean, hairdressers make pretty good money. I mean, if they're well known and do extra services like coloring, but you would still tip them because they're an artist. Like you tip your tattoo artist, people that do services. But it wouldn't be the 15% to 20% that you would tip a waiter or waitress.
Oh, do you tip your tattoo artist? Is that another person you tip, the tattoo artist?
Yeah, when I got my tattoo, which was probably 20 years ago. Yeah, I wasn't 10 or 20%. I mean, the tattoo is a couple hundred bucks. So, you know, I give her $10 or $15. It's more of an appreciation because she's making money on the artistry, just like the hairdresser. So it's not the same kind of a precedent that you're adhering to with a waiter or a waitress, where they're getting a fraction of the minimum wage, and that essentially is removed from taxes. That essentially pays their taxes or their health insurance from on their paycheck, and they make their money on tips. Again, with a bartender too, it's some people will just tip a dollar no matter what the price of the drink is, or tip a minimum of a dollar. But like if you order a beer at happy hour for $1.75, do you still tip a dollar? Well, maybe I'm cheap, but I don't. I still kind of go by that 15-25%. In some countries, they just add a service charge, or they don't tip, or it's considered tacky to tip. The whole thing is very controversial. And I know my dad used to say if you got really bad service at a restaurant, tip a penny or turn the money upside down. That was before everybody used credit cards for everything. So I don't know if you've ever tried that.
Isn't the server the only person in any of these jobs that doesn't make minimum wage?
I believe so. The bussers and the host, they I think get tip out, where they get the servers have to give them 10 or 15% of their tips. So they get more, but it's still not a lot of money. The cooks, for example, they'd get a higher salary, especially in a fancy restaurant. But I think a busser would get minimum wage or a little higher, and then percentage of the tips from the servers, because they're kind of helping. They're helping them clear the tables and get ready for more customers so they can make more money. Like with the bar backs also, I believe that they would also get a percentage from each bartender. It might be at the discretion, too, of the particular server or bartender.
It's
based upon the quality of the work. If a bar back does a really good job, the bartender can make more money because he can make more drinks and probably make more expensive drinks, and that helps him or her out. So that's probably the logic behind that. But I said for the more expensive services, it's based maybe more on a kind of a flat rate amount, but rather than the percentage.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the opinion.
Sometimes too with the restaurant, you know me, I'm always using a coupon or something, and it's buy two dinners for the price of one. And so you have to tip, of course, on the full price. And it's also a case where do you tip with the tax included? And I tip before that because tax kind of varies based on where you are, even county to county. So it's more on the base price of what you got.
And
are you like like me, Scott, where if you go to a buffet, you would tip less because the server's doing less work than if you go to a fancy restaurant where they're constantly attending to you. Do you follow me on that, or do you think it's a flat 15-20%?
You know, I don't know, because I think the service is like filling your drink and taking your plates away. So, the server doesn't cook your food in any restaurant. So I kind of say, whether it's a buffet or not a buffet, that they probably are doing the same amount of work, the server.
But in a restaurant with table service, the person's bringing you the food and also taking an order. At a buffet, they don't take an order. It's, okay, one buffet and a Diet Coke. They take your plates, and they may not even fill your drinks. That might be something you do on your own. So there is a little less work involved.
It is true. We will see. It's going to be interesting. Maybe we'll have a little time next hour if one of these guests does not show to talk about this. But thanks for calling, Adam.
No problem, Scott. I'll be sure to listen next hour, and you have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, you tip your tattoo artist. See, I didn't know that. The things you learn on this show. We'll be back next hour, 10 minutes from now. We'll see if the guests show up. Come back with us. We might be talking to each other.
You didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots. If you ask, do I wish?